live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. I am Brian Ozone, and I am here with Andrew and Josh, and we have a lot to cover since Toy Fair was this past weekend. So yes. Let's jump into it, guys. What's going on?
It's a great time to be a Masters of the Universe fan, couldn't you tell?
So much loot.
Yeah, it was definitely a great show. A lot of product, a lot of stuff that I didn't see coming. I don't know about you guys, but the
I'm rubbing myself down with the newspaper comic strip book.
Oh, so good.
That's something else that we'll talk about.
That was nice.
That was cool. But yeah, let's talk about the Super 7 reveals, man. I think that was really cool. We got the classics going strong. And I really like the way that he's going to – well, he, I mean, Brian Flynn at Super 7. But I like the way that they're going to be offering the like subscription, so to speak. They're actually – well, let's it's going to be – I believe four sets of four figures. You're going to have two A and B of the Filmation, and then you're going to have A and B of the Classics line, I guess just the regular Classics line, and they're going to be four figures each. And the reason why they're doing this is because he said the more obscure figures, maybe the figures that not everybody wants, but there's enough of a fan reaction that they want to squeeze this in. So that's the reasoning for the groups of four.
Yeah.
And I kind of – I dig it. I mean, I am an all-in type of guy. I want all of them anyway.
Correct.
But, you know, it made sense the way he said it. And something else that really I believe is they're taking this more than what they should is that the payment selection, it's going to be – he kind of hinted towards of like a monthly payment plan instead of like you pay all at once. Or
that would be nice,
or maybe the way that Mattel was doing it with Maddie, you know, you get 1 month $500 bill for three figures and then the next month is just one figure, so maybe you can space it out evenly and be more better for everybody's budget.
I hear that you buy them one per month and then they're going to ship them all at once. So it's like the quarter shipment for Maddie, but you're still paying for him every month. Now that being said, you know, things could change. So, but oh man, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it definitely is.
What's this guy's name?
Brian Flynn.
You see, there you go. See, I have a problem with any. I just don't trust anyone named Brian. I don't know.
That sounds like a personal problem.
It's one of the best names in history.
I don't know about that.
Hey.
I definitely don't know about that. I don't know. Just not trustworthy.
Okay, so should we talk about what they announced? Should we talk about actually what they announced?
Yeah, definitely. We can jump into the different lines they're coming out with. So if you want to go ahead.
Okay, so let's talk what they revealed for – well, we already saw our four – collector's choice figures that they revealed a couple weeks ago, right? We got like Fangor, Hawk, we got Quake, and who's the last one?
Lodar,
from the mini comics. My favorites, yeah.
There you go.
So we got those four figures from the collector's choice.
That would be Group A.
That'll be Group A, so it's going to be this spring, end of the spring. They said early summer is when they're going to finally release them. So we'll put our pre-orders in soon, and we'll be able to buy them, you know, pretty soon and get them at end of the spring.
Yeah, he said in the next maybe 2-3 weeks he'll have like the formal announcement of all the details. So
okay, and then after that, our Filmation figures are pretty nice. Our Filmation figures are Hordak, which is
– finally.
That Filmation Hordak is something we've actually been needing for a while.
Yes, yeah.
And it's going to come with some of the Comic-Con stuff. So those who missed on Comic-Con Imp are going to get Comic-Con int, and it's got the right arm for the blaster.
Right, but is it the same exact imp, or is it all, is it different? Is or
so the imp in the pictures I'm seeing right now looks exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's got the chest, which was a Comic-Con exclusive. So those who have to pay are still missing it from their collection. They're going to be added to their collection. Right. Imp itself is also from the Comic-Con pack. And then the figure of Hordak is a different Hordak. The loincloth is different. The armor is different. The head and the cowl is different. And it comes with the right gun arm instead of the for the right hand instead of the stupid left hand.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how much that bugged me when they released that.
Yeah, because I think they cheaped out and just went with like the trapjaw. Whatever, you know, like
no, I mean, they didn't even do that. Like, it was the wrong arm. Like, yeah, if they had done Hurricane Hordak arm, it would have been the right arm. But they literally just went for the wrong arm, the wrong piece. It was
wrong.
I'm sorry to say, Mattel, but you did it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, Super 7 is this weekend blew me away with what they showed and what's on the way. So they are definitely on the right track.
Okay, so the next other figures we're going to be getting is a Filmation Man-at-Arms. That looks really cool. He's also got a blaster that I believe it's Mike Evil released from Shapeway. So we're getting some of the accessory pieces that the third parties have had to make since we never got them. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you saw it. Okay, just make it sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
And then we got Triclops.
Which the only thing that I don't like about that is that he only comes with a sword, and hopefully they do throw something else with him.
Yeah.
I wasn't really overwhelmed with the Triclops figure. I saw it. It wasn't horrible, but I wasn't like, oh, man, that's awesome. I got to have that.
I would agree with Josh. I mean, it's a cool looking figure, and it's one that we're gonna need for our collection. But it wasn't something I needed right now. Honestly, you know, Man at Arms, I also didn't need right now, but I'll gladly take it.
Well, Tila, I mean, how many Tilas did we get so far? But I mean, we're gonna—you know—they're coming anyway. You know, they're the mean.
Shoot back off my bike, man.
I know that Tila looks really nice, though. I'm not gonna lie, I like the Tila.
Does Triclops come with the hair sticking out of the back of his visor?
Yes, like, it looks like he's got the mullet in the back.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
you gotta have
I'm looking at pictures right now.
That's a good. That's a definitely a good throwback to the cartoon. You gotta have that.
That mullet was just wonderful.
It's totally 80s. Totally 80s.
Okay, so we got the Filmation line. We've obviously got the Collector's Club from previous. Should we talk about Powercon? Or do you have anything else
vintage.
To say?
Yes. Yeah.
They got the vintage ones coming out. That looked like the old vintage, except that they updated them.
Yeah,
well, oh, my God, they look nice.
Yeah.
The pastels. I'm not sure what. I just, if they are $7-$8 a pop, I'll buy them.
That's unlikely.
If they're $30,
probably
pop,
like
I'm 20. Not
yeah, they're probably in the $20 range from
$20
range.
Expensive. Well, you got to look at their like their three and three quarter inch figures are $15.
Right. So the 5 and 5 is probably gonna be like $24.99 in that price. Point.
I mean the other ones were only they were 25. You're right. Yeah, they were 25.
Yeah.
The four pack was $100 for both the glow in the dark versions from Comic-Con and then the regular versions. But they unveiled a Hero, of course. They unveiled Eldor.
Well,
which
you
are both vintage figures.
Why don't you finish with the like you were saying the PowerCon, and then that'll knock out the classics.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about PowerCon then. Okay, so PowerCon. And by the way, you know I should make my announcement. I'm able to go to PowerCon.
All right.
And my girlfriend wants to go now, so we might get a hotel room.
Nice.
She's excited about this, which is good because it's hard sometimes getting your significant other to get involved.
It's a very good con. It's a very good con to go to, bring in your wife, girlfriend, or kids, or whatever, because it's not that big. It's not that crowded. It's just right for something like that.
What we might do is we might make a couple extra days of it and go to, like, Disney. What is it? Disneyland out there?
Disneyland, yeah.
And Universal Studios, because she talked that she's, you know, interested in going, but she wants it to be a trip and not just a He-Man convention.
So do it. Yeah, make a week of it. You could definitely.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun. But let's talk about the figures. So, I think my favorite so far is the mini comic pack.
Yeah.
It comes with a mini comic Trap Jaw, which is the green Trap Jaw. It it's comes amazing. With Prince Adam, which there's a this figure has a lot of uses. It's a mini comic Prince Adam from the first four mini comics. It's where he doesn't have a pink outfit. He's got his blue shirt on, and it's got a lot of uses. I'm really liking it. It comes with one of the heads that we got from Olar.
Right.
It's nice looking. And then, of course, we get mini comic Stratos, where he's got the fleshy skin, the hairy man beast Stratos.
Yeah, and he's wearing like I just noticed it before the run on the air here. He's got like a belt or something on that I never noticed before. Yeah, I've never noticed that before.
That's new. They have to have sculpted that recently.
Yeah.
And then the cowl around his neck, I'm not remembering that being sculpted last time. I thought that was like kind of painted on.
Yeah.
So that might be a new piece too, actually.
Could be, yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of detail, like even just in Trapjaw's loincloth and his boots. It looks like these are going to be very well-done figures. Three-pack that's going to be nice.
Now, the next three-pack, I really dig it because these are figures that we should have gotten in the Powers of Grayskull line that never came about. But they are in the Errol McCarthy cardback art. So that's where they came up with these designs for these three figures that are in this next three pack. That's a PowerCon exclusive.
Yes.
And I think it's a phenomenal, awesome thing that they did. I just love this obscure stuff that we get. I really do.
So have you seen some of the images, like the original images? It shows that this guy is and they never colored it back in the day. They colored it recently. But, you know, they made the character. I think his name is Hotshot. He's the humanoid character. He's the Latino.
Fisto, the Fisto looking guy?
The guy that looks like Fisto, yeah.
Yeah,
so he's got
yeah.
like a hero style armor. He's got some scaly legs, which looks like he's got like squeezes legs. He's got translucent red blasters for his arms, like Rio Blast.
Right.
And he's a Latino character. His name is Hotshot. I don't know if that's slightly racist, but
is he the character that comes with the translucent red horde?
Yes, he comes with a horde bow that's translucent red, which I think is going to be worth the packet alone.
Yeah,
the guns for his hands that are translucent red. That looks really cool.
Yeah. No, it's definitely one of the coolest. Again, like I just love this stuff that we never got. That's part of the lore of He-Man and Masters, and now we're finally getting it. It's just so cool that I don't know. A couple of years ago, they just found these Errol McCarthy, you know, drawings
at a PowerCon. Nevertheless,
yeah, and now they come to fruition. We have them, which is awesome. I mean, it's just the classics never seem to amaze me with all the stuff that they come out with.
Yes,
it gets better and better.
Why would naming him Hotshot be racist?
Oh, just because he's Latino? I don't know. It's a joke.
I don't know.
John.
I mean, okay. I'm just wondering. Hey, look. Okay, I just got two now. For making supposed jokes that were insensitive in the last podcast. So trying to figure out what's going on.
Dude, I didn't chew you out. I asked you nicely not to say something again like that. That's all.
And he said bad things to me that made me cry.
I didn't say bad things. You shouldn't say something like that.
Josh, you do cry a lot. Let's just be honest.
I cry
here.
A lot.
Jesus.
But, in all seriousness, I mean, this is a toy line that gave us Jitsu.
Yeah. You know? True. No. Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. You know, when we talk about the mini comics, or not the mini comics, the newspaper strip today, I've got some notes for you guys. It was kind of cool, but I'll share them later.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about those vintage figures. We're gonna get Filmation looking vintage 5 5/4 figures. We got Hordak, She-Ra. We're getting, it looks like Skeletor, He-Man, and then we're getting the never-released Eldor or Hero in the vintage style. That's really, really cool. I know, Josh, you're excited, right?
I'm excited, but if they're going to be $20 a pop.
Yeah.
It's going to be more than that.
You
it's
know,
be 25.
I mean, then no. I'm sorry, but no.
I get exactly what you're saying. I get you exactly what you're saying. You know, they were cheaper back in the day, but these are going to be what they're going to have to be priced at.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it, too. How many were they making back then?
And they're not going to be making
materials were so much cheaper back then as well. I mean, it's the unfortunate thing of life.
I can go down to Walmart, pick up a World Wrestling Federation figure that has 100 times the articulation of one of the old ones,
But they're also mass produced.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying
that's the difference.
When they're mass produced, you know, the way the cost goes into this is a designer line, and there's a limited number that they're going to make. They're not going to be making these for 3 or 4 years where they're going to line up every Walmart. They're not going to put these in stores.
The interesting thing is that they – he said, Brian said that they're going to pop up in stores. So these might make it. These might just make it to retail.
I know that my friend who has a vintage shop, he's got a Super 7 license. And so far, the only thing that they've been able to carry, you know, from the Motu line is the muscles and the reaction. So this maybe these will be something that they can carry.
Well, yeah, because I don't think anything else, because the Skeletor and the Curse of the Three Terrors, I think, is an exclusive Super 7.
Correct, it was an exclusive set. Yeah.
So
right.
With that being said, I'm just speculating. Hopefully, these can get out there. But at the same token, I'm really skeptical of stuff getting out there because of how it failed in previous years.
Yeah.
That's the only downfall for me. I don't want to see that happen again.
You know what, though? If they're doing – think about this. If they're doing the Filmation lines and they're concentrating on main characters like He-Man, Skeletor, they're doing She-Ra and Hordak, and they're going to put them in stores, look how those vintage-looking or those retro action – or those retro-style WWE figures that are like the old Hasbros, they put those in stores recently, and those things are really hard to find.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. And, at the same point, Josh is right. Those things are like $10 or $15 in the store, but they've mass-produced them. And they put them in every Walmart and every Target across the country. But even then, they're still hard to find. The only problem is they did modern characters. Like, I don't need John Cena.
Yeah,
so
Well,
but they're going to do Undertaker, so we'll be winning.
Well, maybe six months to a year.
John Cena figures, and every time I turn around, I can't find it. I put it on my desk. I turn around, it's gone. I'm like, okay.
You have a weird fascination with John Cena.
I just love those "you can't see me" memes.
Oh, true. Okay, so, that's a lot of stuff. We've already talked about classics. We've talked about Filmation. We've talked about vintage style. There's still more. It's mind-boggling.
Reaction is my favorite. I love reaction figures.
Okay, so there's a couple of other lines. We saw the vinyls that they released, right? They got the vinyls.
Mini
they started
vinyls.
Releasing it. I was going to get to that. They have the Japanese vinyls. I forget what they're called. If someone knows, they should totally message us if they're listening to us right now on Facebook. Those figures, I've got a collection of them so far. They did like
Are you talking about
Dwarves?
No.
No, they're like they're Japanese, they're authentic Japanese vinyls. They actually get these made in Japan by the people who've been making their company's versions of them for a while. They've done a couple Skeletors and Beastman, and I've got them all so far. I've actually got doubles, and there's a couple that I'm trying to get rid of from I think New York Comic Con and Power Con because I've got too many of them. But they're sick. They're a lot of fun. I mean, they're expensive. They're like $65 when you get them. They're a little piece of vinyl, and it's expensive, but they're worth it.
That's insane.
They're gonna do mini vinyls now. I saw that. They're like little itty bitty guys.
Little guys.
Yep.
And then on that same note, they're gonna have the 3¾-inch scale, and they've got some new figures that are announced for that line. Whiplash is one of them I saw.
Whiplash for what? The reaction figures?
The reaction style figures, I think, yeah.
I didn't see the Whiplash. It's the armored battle armored He-Man, Skeletor.
And Skeletor, I saw those.
Stratos,
yes. Okay.
Zodak, Kamo Khan.
Okay.
Another Teela.
Okay.
And I think that's it for this wave.
Okay.
Yeah, no Whiplash. I didn't see
the Whiplash. Okay,
no.
I swear I thought I saw the Whiplash, but go figure. It was an exciting weekend. It's easy to get lost on everything that was going on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just saw the video before we came on, so that's why it's still in my head.
Makes sense.
I'm really excited about that. The card art looks great. I'm a big fan of the reaction figures. I think they knock it out of the park with them.
They do. You know what? I'm looking at it, and it looks like Stratos was the one I thought was Whiplash.
Yeah.
His face just looks Whiplash.
This is definitely a good wave that they're coming out with. It's I just think it's too early for another Teela, or they should have just named her the Green Goddess, because I mean, because she's got the snake armor on this one.
Yeah.
It's never too late or too early for another Tila.
I'm glad they're doing it. And they still have the Jason Edmondson art. The Jason Edmondson art on these is beautiful.
Yeah. No, he really does a good job with it.
He does.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
I got lucky. I told you guys this week. I found another one of the faithful, loyal subjects.
Yes.
And it was He-Man.
Oh, nice.
Well, not as He-Man. And, what happened was what I noticed.
At least you didn't get a double.
I've started. No, I don't. Yeah. Well, I would just give it to my son. You know, I mean, yeah, if I get a double, I give it to my kids. Well, what I've noticed is this. When I went into the store, I decided to drive by the toys just in case, right? And I see the box for them, but it's all filled with Suicide Squad crap. Like, just, they have so much Suicide Squad stuff that's just not moving, right? Well, I'm looking through it, I can't find anything, and I'm digging around, I'm like, I've got a funny feeling that it's here. I find it stuffed behind some stuffed animals halfway down the aisle.
Someone probably hit it.
Well, when I picked it up, it looked like somebody had like caught the edge of the box, and like where you open it, like somebody had where you open it on the side, it looked like somebody had caught it on something or something. So like whatever, you know, I took it and I bought it. I brought it home, and when I opened it, I noticed that the bag on the inside was open too.
Oh, so they
people are taking a knife, cutting the bag, prying it open and peeking to see what's inside and tossing it aside.
Yeah, that was only a matter of time, man. It's
sounds familiar.
It's crazy. Well, I was actually reading stuff about it. You know, people are complaining about getting doubles. That's why I said at least you didn't get a double because, you know, you're paying a lot of money for these things and you're getting 10 Beastmen or whatever, the same character over and over again. And, you know, there's a lot of people that
Well, that's what you sign up for when you buy a whole pack of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, and there were some people who made some valid points. Like, if you're spending this much money, you should just make them regular, you know, or boxes that you can see through or the name is on there and let the people buy their, you know, who they want to buy. But, you know, what they did was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. I mean, definitely, that's not right. So, you know, make your money back on eBay. There's people out there that are looking for everybody. I mean, you just make your money back. You don't have to make $1,000 on every figure, but. It's unfortunate, but I just knew that was
it was kind of crappy, but I needed him anyway. I've only got Beastman, so.
Were the weapons in there? They didn't take the weapons?
Yeah, no, nothing was taken. There was no damage, so I wasn't bothered. But
right. It
bothers me that somebody is doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's, you know? it's disturbing that they're doing that, but anything that's blind box, whether it be loyal subjects or stuff like that, it's going to happen. And it's the curse of it. And it's because there are some people out there that want instant gratification. It's going to happen. I don't know how we can avoid it.
They're unscrupulous and they don't own it. So they shouldn't be able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
It's illegal. I mean, it is completely.
Here's the thing, though. I go down and I see Suicide Squad. I see, dude. I saw Dark Crystal.
Nice.
I'm sitting here going, that is the most obscure movie on the planet. That unless you lived that time, you don't know what that is. And they have that in, what are they called? The cutesy looking doll.
Oh, Crystal.
They got the big kids, and they're like they make them for everything. They got some He-Man ones too. But see, they'll get Dark Crystal in, but they won't get He-Man. I'm like, everyone knows He-Man. Nobody knows Dark Crystal.
I never heard of Dark Crystal.
It's a crappy shit movie.
Oh, no, dude. Like Dark Crystal's great. Don't talk bad about Dark Crystal.
I didn't like Dark Crystal. I didn't like it.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Jim Henson movie from the same guys that made The Labyrinth.
Oh, really? It
might be it's a puppeteer movie. It's pretty dark. As far as kids movies
really
go,
dark.
It's an 80s movie that's super dark. Like, darker,
really?
Never Ending Story. Gives Never Ending Story a run for its money. It's a good movie. You'd show it to your kids.
It makes Never Ending Story look like Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, there's gonna be people who don't like it, and it's fine if you don't like it. But I wouldn't down on it because it's pretty good. I know exactly what you're talking about, though. There's a lot of new merchandise that are hitting stores right now.
But it's not like there's no He-Man stuff. And everyone keeps giving me these lame excuses as to why the He-Man stuff isn't showing up, but everything is, and it doesn't jive with me.
Okay.
You can't tell me that He-Man is niche, and that won't sell as well. But Dark Crystal isn't.
Well, this all goes back to, like I was saying a couple of minutes ago, about eBay retail. It's, for some reason, it just doesn't work anymore. And it's sad that nobody wants to take that chance. It's unfortunate, but that's the thing.
Y'all know about the new thing that Funko's releasing right now, right? I mean, first off, May, we're going to have a Trap Jaw Pop on their specialty pops.
Pop, that's it.
There's going to be a Trap Jaw Pop, which is one they never released when they released the Wave like 2 years ago.
So and Trap Jaw's coming out. Sold out on Big Bad Toy Store.
Did it?
Yep, sold out. The pre-orders
are gone. I'll get mine then. I didn't pre-order mine yet, I guess. But
I got to check.
I'm hoping it'll be available in comic shops. But
definitely.
I was going to say the other thing that's coming out really soon is it's already out actually. The Dorbs, the Master of the Universe Dorbs. I actually have a part number. Does anyone want the part number that you can find at Walmart?
You can say it. Go ahead.
Okay, so the UPC code is 88969811 4653. I'll repeat it one more time.
You hear it here first.
Yes. 88969811 4653. That's the UPC number that you can go to Walmart's to look for. But they've got that Walmart exclusive Faker. And then they've got the He-Man, Skeletor, Man-at-Arms, and Merman that they're releasing with some, you know, chases mixed in, I guess.
Yeah, I think Merman has a chase. Skeletor has a chase.
He-Man has a chase, obviously.
And He-Man, yeah. The three of them. But yeah, I just before we go to the newspaper, I just wanted to talk about the loyal subjects that they showed too. I only saw three Thundercats: Lionel, Pedro, and Chitara.
Yeah, well, which are three good Thundercats to get. Definitely three good Thundercats to get. You know, can we talk about the He-Man though? I love loyal subjects. I mean, I've helped them out before. I look forward to more He-Man from loyal subjects.
Yeah.
I was sorely disappointed with their show.
I saw pictures of quite a few that there's a Man-at-Arms, not Man-at-Arms, I'm sorry, Many Faces variant.
Yeah.
He's like a darker blue.
Really?
I think it's Slime Pit He-Man. I believe it's Slime Pit He-Man. Another He-Man. You have Blood Skeletor from the 2000X Chase variant. Not a chase, just a very variant. Also Disco Skeletor. Mini comic Yellow Triclops.
Yes.
So they did show the next wave. I guess it is Hot Topic.
Hoping those are just the Hot Topic exclusives.
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting from this is that they've already sculpted these figures, yes, and they're reusing them and they're doing new colors.
Yes.
And they're doing new variants. And it's cool. It's definitely cool, but to a point, I don't know how many cases I'm going to buy of them before I want new figures, whole new figures.
Right.
Because, I mean, maybe they could part swap for a couple. I mean,
that's
okay, but I don't want – okay. I ordered from a customizer, Disco Skeletor. I ordered Anti-Eternia.
Yeah.
I ordered a Flocked Mossman, and I ordered these months ago. Okay,
right.
And they looked at the market of people who are selling customs, and they're like, "Hey, let's go make our own version." Which is awesome.
Right.
What is that?
That's my phone going off.
Okay, no worries. I mean, they're just showing us all these variants, like Disco Skeletor. I ordered a Disco Skeletor. Now they're going to do another Disco Skeletor. It's getting old. I mean.
I totally agree with you. I'm so fed up with variants. I think it's if you're an all-in collector
It's too many.
It sucks because you got to get it. You know what I mean?
And you got to get it, and you're going to have it around your place, your apartment, your house, your crap. Like, I got too much crap already. Like, I mean, I'd rather devote that space to, like, vintage stuff. Like, I would rather have more pencil sharpeners from the vintage line than I'd like to have more variants of figures I already have.
Definitely. I totally agree with you. And it's frustrating, but it's we got to deal with it. I agree. I'd much rather figures and characters that they can be made that we don't have. They can totally do it. I don't see why they can't. But, you know, I guess we just have to get through this, whatever, quarter, a year, or whatever. And hopefully there's new sculpts on the horizon.
Yeah.
Because they are really, really good, you know. But – it's the collector's curse, I call it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. And the fact that we're going to continue getting them for like ever. I mean, we're going to continue getting new He-Man items. I guess got to prioritize what I display. And it's hard. That's all.
Oh, it is. It's definitely a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all in all, this weekend, I think, was an A+. I think as a Masters of the Universe collector, we're getting a big bulk of what's to come. And I give it 2 thumbs up, man. You know, I think it was really cool.
I don't understand why it's not mainstream. I don't understand why you can walk down any aisle and pick up the most obscure garbage imaginable, but you can't get him.
Cause there's no cartoon. There's no movie. There's nothing.
You cannot do that.
You cannot. That's the way.
There's no cartoons places for Dark Crystal.
Yeah, but that's you don't understand. Like, Dark Crystal might not have had a failure the way that they look at.
What are you talking about? You know what it is?
All it is. Well, first off, there was a Dark Crystal, I guess, sequel in the works a couple years ago, and they have a comic book line. But what it really is nostalgic things are coming back, and He-Man will have its time. I mean, we're already seeing little subjects. We're going to see Dorbs. We saw Pops 2 years ago. Hopefully vintage figures hit the shelves in a large supply. I mean, we're going to start seeing this stuff, but it takes time. You know, it's not like they can manufacture everything they want to today and put it on the shelf tomorrow. It takes 6 months or more, sometimes a year.
Yeah.
So we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay. Well, apparently what I'm saying is craziness. So – also, I got my wife got me the He-Man and Battle Cat Dorbs figure.
Nice. Oh, she got the 2-pack. That's a nice figure.
Yeah, I love it. She got it for me for Valentine's Day.
Where'd she find that at? What store? Walmart?
That was an online exclusive. No, it was from their website.
Bought it online.
Yeah, it was from their. It was from their. I guess the Funko shop had it as an exclusive. It was a mail order one, and it came with a Battle Cat. This Battle Cat is just sick. I actually took it to dinner. Battle Me and my girlfriend took it to dinner on our anniversary. I don't know why, but it's just cool.
God, it looks awesome. The Battle Cat looks just so good.
Oh, yeah. I got 2 of them so I could order one. I could open one, and it looks good with my loyal subjects. It looks good with – it looks just sit good on my desk. It looks just really good on my desk.
Yeah.
I am so glad you got one. It's a good figure. I think they're still available from Funko's Funko shop online.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
They were like $25. It's considered a Dorbs ride, so it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I go down the thing, I see in Walmart Beast with the black with the what do they call the jet. And I'm like, wait a minute. No one even likes Beast. Why is Beast worthy of being in Walmart, but you can't get freaking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I mean,
I just want to cry in a corner again.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be crying about it. I get it. I don't know. We'll get there. We'll get there. I mean, they're working on a movie. There's stuff in the works. I wouldn't discount anything.
It's coming. Hopefully Super 7 knocks the door down. Royal Subjects. Oh, yeah.
Super 7's going to do everything that Mattel wouldn't do, basically.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how long have we been asking for vintage-style figures? Because Mattel had had some of the – I mean, we've been asking for some legit vintage-style stuff from Mattel for so long, and Mattel's like, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe someday.
If they're going to sell it for $22, I guarantee you it's not going to sell.
It's going to sell. It's going to sell.
You say so.
People want Eldor and Hero. You're right. It's not 22. It's going to be 25.
Whatever, dude. I don't give a shit what the exact actual price is. Okay?
I'm
telling you right now, no one's going to go and buy a vintage figure for $22.
They have already. Here's what I'm going to say. You know what? Maybe they'll make them larger scale.
You're not going to be able to walk down Walmart and go, oh, look, a $22 figure that I can go down and get out of a bargain bin for $5. Let me get it. You're not going to do that. Just because it has a pretty different look to it, slightly, but it's still the same figure. You're not going to get it. No one's going to walk down Walmart and buy
it. I'm going to disagree with you, Josh, but I mean, it's your opinion. It's our opinion. It's okay. We'll have to agree to disagree.
All right.
Let's move on
to the book. The book of newspaper.
Man, so yes. I got to say, this it just came out about 2 weeks ago. It's been out for about a week. It came out on Valentine's Day on Amazon, and I think it was in comic stores the week before.
Yes.
So it's been out for about a week since we didn't do a podcast last Monday. I got a good extended viewing of this book.
Yeah, and I only got mine on Friday, actually.
You got yours on Friday? Okay. Yeah. I had mine a little bit over the weekend and a few days earlier. Man, I really like it. Let's start off by it's a piece of art. It's bigger than the last couple books, and that can be a little annoying, but, you know, that's the way it is. Because it doesn't fit on my bookshelf right now.
I'm going to have to
figure something out. And, you know, I tried to think, man, well, why did they make it so big? But just looking at it, I know why they made it big. It's beautiful.
It had to be.
So let's talk about the history of it. The newspaper comic strips were something that they did, that Filmation did. This is not just like Mattel. This is actually Filmation that had its huge hand in this.
Just reading it, you can see that.
Oh, you can definitely tell. And these are like extended or larger mini comics. Back in the day, the mini comics were made in conjunction with DC and a little bit of Filmation, like a couple of the Filmation artists worked on them too. And this is like a larger, extended, longer mini comic that are done very well. They don't skip on the story. You know, they were serialized, so they were released daily in the newspaper.
I was pretty impressed by it.
Oh yeah. A warning for some people who are going to buy this though. Most of it is black and white. It was made to be released in newspapers in black and white.
Only Sunday comics. I don't know if it's still this the way, but back then the Sunday comics were only in color.
Correct. And, you know, that might be different nowadays of digital technology. But yeah, you're right. And it starts off with the origin story, like the sample, I think. And then it goes right into a story. You know, I'm going to say, first off, this was put together by Daniel. Oh, my God. Don't tell her that I said that. Danielle and Val. Oh, my God. They worked really, really hard. They put a lot of effort into it. A lot of these comics, these comics lasted for like 4 years. And in most places, they didn't run the full 4 years. They ran for like a year or two in America, in different markets. And they started just to disappear. They didn't last that long. And so they had to hunt the whole world over to find these.
Yeah, it must have been
to put them together.
Yeah, it must have been a journey to find them because
Val said that he spent a lot of time on this, and Danielle as well. That they devoted a lot of extra time. Like in her foreword, Danielle says that she was doing this instead of going out and hanging out with family and friends. Like, oh, I can't work tonight. I gotta actually work on the comic strip book.
it definitely.
I would love to have that job.
Oh,
go out tonight. I have to go do nerd stuff.
Well, you know what though? I mean, that's what we're doing right now. But in another way, realistically,
yeah. But get paid.
Yeah. Well, but you know,
Val said from Brian.
Okay, so from my understanding, they spent more money getting the comic strips, like the comics from different owners and private collectors, than they made from the publishing of the book. So in a way, I hear that Val maybe spent more money on the book than he's making.
Yeah,
this book further cements Danielle and Val's place in MOTU history, because if it wasn't for them, you know, there's a couple of these online, you know, there's a couple of these in different places, but to get a volume that contains all of it is just so awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard thing to do, because again, the research and to find it all was very hard. I can only imagine, because it wasn't something that's like recent either. I mean, you had to go to archives and study.
I didn't even know it existed until I started seeing the advertisements.
Yeah.
And what's cool about this is this continues the Filmation cartoon.
Right.
You know, it ended after, 2 years of the cartoon, of the Filmation cartoon at least, and so we never got to finish it until they were, you know, until people noticed the comic book, that this comic strip was kind of continuing it. If you read some of the stories, the first story has the Rockman. It has Stondar,
Rockon. I like that. That made me happy to see that.
Granita never gets any play except for in Filmation, and here she's a main character. Oh, she's a side character that gets time. And then there's other characters like Ninjor, Tongue Lasher, and Rattler are shown to be Horde members.
Horsemen.
I know, right? And then it shows the awakening of King Hiss. It talks about an early version of Serpendor. Instead of having Serpendor, I think they named it something else.
Yeah, Sardion.
And then they had the magic mirrors. They had the guardians. It's such a good read, and it goes so much more in depth than I would have ever realized. I literally thought this was for kids, and this is for like adults. Like, it was made for adults back then.
Oh, definitely. But the tie-ins with Filmation are so crazy. I mean, it definitely is a continuation of the cartoon. It's probably it could have been episodes that were meant to be made, maybe that, you know, that they used the scripts for. But
correct.
It's definitely something that keeps the spirit alive of the cartoon.
Oh, most definitely.
I just like the fact that He-Man jumped flat-footed up and crashed into an airplane,
or that he had to put a spacesuit on when he was out in space at the Horde ship. Like in the very first comic, it has Shadow Weaver, Hordak. It has – I saw Mantenna. I saw Leech. Grizzlor. I think I saw Grizzlor. You know, Skeletor gets double-crossed. Of course he does. It's so good. And, you know, it – I'm still reading this. I actually haven't been able to finish it. But, you know, like, He-Man, nobody knows that He-Man is He-Man except for Orko Cringor, who's Battle Cat, and Man-at-Arms. You know, it continued the tradition.
Yes.
And it's a blast reading these. And, you know, it...
I really did. I mean, I was impressed. I'm not a, I could, get nitpicky with some of this stuff. That's what I do. I get nitpicky.
In the first comic strip, when Spikor uses his spikes, he actually shoots his spikes.
Yeah,
that was the coolest. I was like,
awesome.
I didn't even know that Spikor could really do that. That was kind of like, I don't remember him doing the cartoon.
I don't remember him doing that. So any other canon at all. It's just that's what's cool about it. It kind of gives them their own. You know, their own uniqueness in this, and it's cool how they can build on the character the way they did.
And you know what else?
Almost kicks He-Man's ass too. I'm like, holy crap!
In the second story, The Vengeance of the Viper King, it has a guy. He is he's the caretaker of the Viper Tower, of the tower, the Tamalia Tower, and his name is Kor, K-O-R.
Right.
I was like, yes. Because, you know, the original He-Man was called Tor. So I thought that was a cool, like, slightly throwback to the
original He-Man. It was a working name.
It was a working name, correct. But it's a really good book, and I'm going to throw it out there that, like, Snakeface, Squeeze.
And Vipor, too, was
There's just so many characters you can look through. Ninjor has a whole section. Scaredwell as well. Any Scaredwell fans? Dang, you're going to have to read this book.
If you're a fan, you should definitely get this book. It's well worth it. I mean, it's just I just finished the first two, and it's completely worth just the first two, actually. I mean, if you're a fan, you're going to love it. And if you love it, you're going to be wowed by it because, again, just the stuff that they have in it, it just continues of what we already known, and it just takes it a step further. And it's something that – it feels great to have. And for people who didn't even know this stuff existed, and now you finally have it in front of you, it's just great stuff to read and have and to look back on. And it's you know, thanks to everybody involved, man. It was Dark Horse again. Amazing work. I mean, for them to keep coming out with another book a year or, you know, every couple of months, it's amazing.
Did y'all see
they come out? Four books now? Five books? Four?
Yeah, we're on – this is the fourth one. Fourth one, yeah. No, this is the third one. The third one.
And the best part – you know what the best part about this art book is?
Oh, no, it is the fourth one because it's mini comic art. Yeah.
Right.
The Filmation Guide and now –
right. The
newspaper strip. And the next one is going to be great. Oh, my God. The next one – is the bios. It's the it's like the Master Universe Encyclopedia. We got art. We got mini comics. Oh my God. I'm just really happy with this. I wanted to point out, just in case anyone likes the movie, you know, Dolph's movie, you can take it or leave it. I personally like it a lot. I know some people also do, and some people think it's crap, you know, who cares. There is one of the stories
who's gonna do a live read.
The Evil Under the Stars, it's like starts on page 128 in the book. It actually has like a Beast Man that's from the movie. It's got Blade. It's got bit slightly different evil in. It's got Gildor. It was really cool. It's like they were including the movie characters.
That's
it's
good.
It's got who else does it have? It had
They should be included. It's part of the history. I mean, correct. Whether you like it or not, it's still part of the history.
Well, it's like they were trying to include the movie characters into the Filmation line. Like, you know, as if – because these are meant in a way to be kind of like added episodes. It's like they were taking the movie and trying to make the movie canon, which is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, again, it's history. It should be. I mean, whether you like it or not, you still have to accept the fact that it's under the Masters of the Universe banner, whether or not you like it. I mean, it's still there. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but you can't do nothing about it. It was made. It's out there now, and that's it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know? I mean, I like the movie. I like everything about it. I see when people's points, they bring up things that they don't like about it. I understand it. But listen, man, it's made. It's out there. You can't take it back. It's done.
Yeah. As I was going to say, I know a guy who's going to start a live read of the script for that movie. And
a live read, like with actors or like with the original actors?
Yeah, like, okay, I'm part of this group called Hyper RPG.
Okay.
And it's basically, okay, they do this online YouTube thing where they do different role-playing games and stuff. And they do these live reads of scripts. Like recently they did one of Roadhouse. And what they do is they take the script and they mess with it a little bit.
Okay.
Right. And they make it funny. And it's because the guy heard that I was a big He-Man fan, he said, "Hey, how about we do a live read of the Master of the Universe movie with Dolph Lundgren?"
Makes sense.
Yeah. And I was like, sure. That would be awesome. Couldn't be any worse.
Yeah.
But see, I like you know my personally. Opinion of the movie. My opinion of the movie is not a shining opinion. Now, you know, that's just how I feel about it. Everybody has, like you said, everyone has a right to it, right?
Yeah.
But can I say something real quick about the book here? The best thing about this book.
Yeah, go for it. Back to the book.
It does not break your bank.
Yeah, it's not expensive. It was
$25 with a coupon.
Yeah, it's like $30 on list price, and then I'm sure you can find it cheaper on a couple places like Amazon or Barnes & Noble stuff. I got
20% off the coupon.
Nice.
And I went and bought it.
That's good.
And it was $25. The thing looks like it should cost $50.
Oh, yeah, though this book is huge.
It's like a full textbook. It's huge.
It's got a bookmark in it. It's got
It's got a hard book hardcover. It's got a hard cover.
Yeah, there's like 500 pages in here at least.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's worth the money, man. I mean, their books, all four of their books are totally worth the money because it's something you can go back and use as a reference. It's there, you know. You don't have to surf the net or pull up files. Just turn the page.
Yeah. Well, plus they look really good. They just look good.
Yeah, they do. The book looks good. This is something that'll look good on your, like, it's not going on my coffee table because my kids will destroy it. But, my son will do nothing but sit there and put his greasy little fingers on it. I know he's going to want me to read this to him at night for bed.
Got to read He-Man for bedtime stories.
I do. I read the little mini comics to him. Just like
Those are good. Those are good. And those are short and sweet. These might take a couple of – you might have to schedule more time for stories here.
Well, I can't because I have that lung disease. So I start reading. And after about 10 minutes, I'm like, Mom, I need
your turn.
A minute.
Well, I mean, I'm just excited that we got it. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's something that I'd heard about, but again, you know, I felt like a bad fan because I didn't know enough about it. And what I heard was conjecture because I hadn't been able to read any for myself, minus one or two that was online. So I'm just really thankful that we got it and that it's available to everybody, that it's not just an exclusive club that can go out and buy this book.
Yeah. I actually own three comics that were cut out from the newspapers.
Nice.
But they're all in color. I got to see if they're actually in this book or not.
I'm sure they are. They've got 4 years worth of work here. You know, I would almost hate trying to have read this as a kid because you'd have to get the newspaper every day. And I don't think my parents did that. You'd have to – I mean, that was also in the 80s.
And the thing, too, is that the comics during the week are short, man. They're only like four or five what are they called, panels or boxes?
Yeah, four or five panels.
They're really short. So, again, you know, 4 years. Are in this book, so it's a lot of content that they had to search down and get, which is, you know, an amazing job to do in itself.
Yeah,
it's definitely good to have. So thanks, guys. Whoever all involved.
Well, we know it was Val and Daniel.
Danielle. Come on now,
man. I'm messing up.
She's gonna whoop you.
She will, maybe. Okay, you know, I want to include something else. I don't know if we talked about it beforehand. We were going to talk about it, but you know, we're not going to have a chance to talk about it after today because there's only 6 days left in the Four Horsemen's Mythic Legions 2.0 Kickstarter right now. Have y'all been keeping up with this? Have y'all know what the Mythic Legions are?
Yeah, I know what they are. I just don't collect them. So it's all on you.
It's all on me. I'll take it away. So the Mythic Legions were something they were they talked about a couple years ago at PowerCon and Comic-Con, and they've been showing these off, and they were originally going to do them in smaller scale, like 3 3/4, I heard, or something a lot smaller than the 6-inch scale that they're using now. And they did Kickstarter. I put the money down. I put a lot of money. I'm like afraid to say how much money I put down because I ordered pretty much all of them that first time around.
They are really cool figures. It's just I don't want to get into another toy line. That's why I don't like them. But they are really worth it. If you do want to get into a new toy line, this is the one for you.
Well, you know, I was thinking about them. I don't care much about the main story. I read the comic book and it's cool. And Axel, who does the normal He-Man comics, did their comics as well for them. A lot of inner He-Man working stuff, but a lot of these are, you know, scaled for He-Man, for the Masters classics, and they make really good army builders, whether they're knights, whether they're skeleton warriors, whether they're, I mean, heck, we didn't even know if we're going to get a skeleton this year, last year. No, they didn't know if it got canceled or not. So these are like mythological and medieval style figures that are very customizable. You can take it apart.
Yeah, and they kind of fit in. You can, you know, like you said, make army builders with them because they're kind of in the same scale as the classic figures, so it can work.
Yes, and if you want to, like, use a weapon, they have weapon packs, and their weapon packs would fit the Masters classic figures too, and they're very sharp-looking swords, like a sword that you'd expect He-Man to have, or you know, the guards or whatever, but they got really high. They're already at $485,000 pledged so far now. And they just unveiled a new skeleton soldier builder, and they've only got 6 days left. I think the figures are about like $30 or $33 or $35 a figure. I know I'm already in for a lot of them. It's sick. But you know, the good thing is that these are investment. The figures, when you open them up, there's no, like, you know, outside of the I guess the twist ties that hold the figures in. There's nothing that keeps the figure brand new because it's an open box that you can close again and open back up for them. It's a clamshell that's resealable, I guess is the word. And then the figures themselves, they're very, very sought after. The first series, the figures, like there's figures that are going, they were 30 or 35 when I got them, and they're going from 70 to 300. Like the Barbarian Builders, like it was 300 not that long ago. It's ridiculous. And so I'm just a big fan of them. And since the Four Horsemen did them, I thought, you know, we had to talk about them at least for a second since there's only 6 days left in the Kickstarter. But I know
I'm sure there's listeners out there that appreciate that. Again, like I said, I love everything the Four Horsemen does. It's just that I didn't want to get into another toy line. And then seeing the prices of what they were going for, I was like, forget about it. I got them into too many other toy lines.
Nice.
So. But all right, cool. Yeah. So what's up?
Oh, I was gonna say, since we are doing Thundercats as well, should we talk about the Thundercat news?
What's that? Which one?
Oh, so over the weekend we had a reveal about the Thundercats. Besides the Loyal Subjects, the Thundercat Classics. Did you hear what happened or what they announced?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. So they still can't say whether they have them or not, it's not finalized. But
Super 7,
Super 7 said they should have some good news to announce probably by Comic-Con. That they've been working on it, and it's a slow process to get the contract signed. But it does look like, bar you know something bad happening, that we will be seeing the Thundercat Classics continued by Super 7 and the Four Horsemen, which is
that's really good news for our
collection.
Even if they just finish the main
Chitara, regular Mumra, you know,
Tigra,
Blythe.
that I'll be happy with just that. Let's just finish the Thundercats and the main mutants. I'll be okay. We don't need to go to the Berserkers and the Pirates and, you know, the Drillers and stuff like that. But
they're fun though.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, I just want to get the main group. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Agreed.
No, that was good news. I didn't hear that, so thank you.
Something they talked about, and they said that they should have a formal announcement at Comic-Con. So, I mean, we may not get any this year. I mean, it might be like a year off or 6 months off at least, but I'm excited that we'll be getting some more Thundercats. And that could mean more, you know, reaction Thundercats or all different kinds of stuff, because I noticed that Super 7 had a lot to unveil at Toy Fair. Toxic Avenger, Reaction. Yep. They'd already released them, but just in case they showed them off again, the Hellboy Reaction, the Jack Kirby Reaction that they're releasing of the Lord of Light. This was like someone else said it best, that they said this was like NFL picks for us nerds, like NFL draft. It was
NFL draft. You're not gonna give me any.
NFL draft weekend for us nerds. So
I'll take it. I will take it.
Whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
As long as we get more and more exposure.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Brian shoving someone into a chest as they protest and wish not to die. I'm talking about, you know, when the more we get He-Man out there and normalize it, the more likely we are to get more products. And I don't mean just Super 7. If Super 7 does it, then maybe mainstream.
Yeah, Super 7 is doing a great job. I really think we're getting to the point where He-Man is getting bigger. Earlier today, I went to Walmart searching for those dang Dorbs, and I had mentioned that I'm a really big He-Man fan, and I'm looking for them, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, He-Man. I forgot about him. And you're like, come on. I never did. I never forgot.
That's when you immediately, like, dive into him and just start screaming and biting him? No?
Oh, God.
That's not how you deal with your problems? Maybe I should do something different from now on. No.
Someone's eating.
Who like He-Man and love He-Man and wow, He-Man, really? You know? And but then like it just, I don't know, man. It just feels like we've been on such a slow track for so long.
Yeah.
That we should have picked up speed by now. We've got stuff in stores. Why are they not ordering more? It flies off the damn shelves. They're content.
Well, in this case it does. In this case it does.
Yes, and they're content with having all this other stuff that they have to put on sale at quarter price to get rid of, but they don't want to order the stuff that literally won't sit on the shelves more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it boggles my mind, and any excuse anyone gives me doesn't really jive because of reasons, obvious reasons. You know?
Yeah.
And it just gets frustrating. And I try not to, like, let it get to me because, you know, He-Man, I love He-Man, but He-Man isn't my whole life.
Yeah, hopefully. Things. You do have other things. You got a family, you got work.
Yeah, I've got a family. I got kids. I you know, yeah, I've got all other family stuff going on. But I love He-Man.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, it's frustrating. When I see Dark Crystal of all damn things, but I can't get He-Man.
You can't get He-Man, but you can find Dark Crystal all you want.
Yeah, Dark Crystal. I looked at it, I was like, what the? Oh my God, that movie can get it, you know?
Yeah.
I see obscure characters from the background of movies that didn't even have names, except in the credit sequence.
But you can't find He-Man stuff.
But you can't find He-Man.
Well, you know, I know you're a big Conan fan as well. Is that correct, Josh? Conan. You like Conan?
I do love Conan.
Okay, so, you know, I'm wondering, we're going to start seeing more He-Man stuff. It's a given.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see more Conan stuff on the shelf then, too? Are you looking forward to the day when, you know, Conan the Barbarian returns? I mean, heck, we're hoping for this next Conan movie from Arnie to finally come out. King Conan or something?
Is Joe? Yeah. I like Jason Momoa. A lot of people don't. I did.
He was good. I'm not gonna lie. I liked him.
Conan. Well, see, I want to see things like Beastmaster. I want to see things like Krull. I want to see all these.
Krull was good. Beastmaster. Awesome. Beastmaster was definitely fun.
Beastmaster won that part where they put that worm in the dude's ear and then put that black mask on him and he freaks out. But it just scarred me for life. I love it.
It's good stuff.
It is. And
Barbarian movies are the best.
They are 100% the best.
Yeah, so I mean you could add Master of the Universe to that list too, technically.
Oh yeah, well he's a barbarian. Yeah.
I know you're trying to paint me into a corner there, aren't you? Yeah, I see what you did. But I'm looking at like, why don't they make Barbarian movies anymore? I mean, they used to make millions of them.
Well,
just millions of Barbarian movies.
I think that's Hollywood going through a phase like they did with the Wild West.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
It'll come back. I mean,
it'll come back.
We got Westworld, which is big right now. Everyone was talking about Westworld like a month ago.
Yeah.
Things will come back like that. It just you know, you got to wait for it. Like, it's not going to be as prominent as it was at one time. I mean, the 80s, it was cheap to make it. You know, the movies were macho. You had people like Michael Douglas doing stuff like Romancing the Stone after the Great Adventure movie.
I love
like
that Indiana movie Jones. So
much. Oh, yeah. Well, the adventure movies were really big in the 80s, and they were doing barbarian-style films in the 70s and 80s. I mean,
speaking of adventure movies, Hudson Hawk, yes or no?
It's okay.
I love Hudson Hawk.
It's an unappreciated movie, but there are a lot of movies like that. But it's also
Sandra Bernhardt was so obnoxious in that movie.
True.
All right, guys.
I agree.
Let's wrap up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. So
good idea.
All right, man. It was a good weekend again. Like I said, you know, it's opening up the door. So you know, hopefully retail's around the corner. That's the best you can say. You got to take one step at a time.
How long did we wait for Mattel to say, you know, they kept on saying, oh, well, we're working towards retail if a movie happens. And all we got was the two packs at Toys R Us.
Right. Well, yeah, and again, so it's just time. I mean, you just got to hang in there. We'll get there.
We've been getting comics.
Yeah,
we've been getting the comics. We're getting all this other merch,
art books.
I would love to see another cartoon.
Yeah, I would too. But
even if they have to space it up a little bit, somewhere between the original He-Man and New Adventures, just somewhere in between that can catch an audience, I'd be okay with.
Well, would you accept a She-Ra cartoon? Because I heard that there might be a She-Ra cartoon in the mix, but I've also heard that it got canceled and other stuff. So
yeah, there was chatter about it a couple months ago, and then it just went dead. So I don't know if that's still in the works or not. But even Brian Flynn said, he said that She-Ra, who owns it and stuff like that. So it might be hard to get. So it comes down to politics and stuff like that. So.
My daughter is 3 years old, and she can look at my Tappers of the Universe, and she can name everybody on that.
Nice.
You're bringing her up well. She said, that's He-Man's mommy, Daddy.
Oh, Queen Marlena.
Yeah.
She's from Earth.
And she's like,
astronaut.
Yes. She looks and sees She-Ra and says, "Oh, it's He-Man's sister. She's so pretty." Oh man, my daughter's cute. And they sit there and they'll watch She-Ra, and they'll watch He-Man. Both my kids. I don't sit there and go, "Oh, She-Ra's just for girls." Nah, man. What are you gonna learn? How to love somebody?
Well, He-Man was in half of the cartoons anyway, so it was basically He-Man season two,
Yeah, or season three, yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. We keep going on and on and on.
Yeah.
So, again, it was a good weekend, and, again, we just got to hang in there and see what happens. It's only time will tell.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be good. I think the future's really bright now.
Yes, I believe
that
as well.
You gotta wear shades.
Exactly. All right, so I just want to thank you guys. Thanks for the listeners. Thanks.
Yes.
PopCultureNetwork.com. Go to HeManWorld.com. Go to HeMan.org.com. Check out the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. And until next time, guys, rock on.
Ooh, tell your friends. Tell your friends about us. Share us. Tell them they need to listen to us.
All right, guys, I'll see you later.
And Josh.
I don't like anybody. I have no purpose.